great to have this guy in our airwaves. It's hard to believe that when Coach Welch told me it was 4 years ago that he was in our studios talking with us, I thought, wow, 4 years? It's been that long, Coach? It's way overdue. We need to do this like once a year, don't you think?
I think so. I really enjoy talking to you and reminiscing about McCook football and, what a great community. And like I was just mentioning, what a great culture and, what I'm doing and various things. But it's just fun just catching up. It is.
Coach, before we talk about the big news with your coaching back in 2001 and the great honor you got the phone call last night, what's the latest with you and your family? You do got some big news, something that just recently happened, some additions to your family. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, just 2 weeks ago, Tracy and I, we adopted our grand twins. They're 10-year-old boys, and it was quite an event. They came to live with us 5 years ago. Something had happened, and so raising 5-year-olds all the way to 10, but last week we made it official and went to Lancaster County and adopted the boys, and we had a big celebration afterwards, and it was really, really a neat event, and exciting, and I'm turning 69, so as I was just mentioning, that it's all ahead of me, I guess, having 10-year-old twins to raise.
But they're wonderful. They're a great addition to the family, and they're you made it official recently. That's terrific. Good for you and Tracy. You're having a ball, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm coaching Parker, one of the twins, in youth football here at the YMCA in Kearney. They have a spring league, just like they had a fall league, and he thinks he's a quarterback. And so anyway, we work on it every day. And so first official practice is next Tuesday.
I knew it. He's still in coaching mode. He always will be. That's for sure. And
exactly.
Coach is getting a lot of bike miles, aren't you? Putting a lot of miles in that bike.
I have been. I've been challenging myself. I live just north of the football stadium here at UNK, and I ride out to the Arch or beyond to Fort Kearney, and I try to beat my time every time. The other day got it under 100 minutes, and so I feel like I'm flying for a guy, and I kiddingly said I'd love to, race Lance Armstrong or something, but
And Tracy's, you both are still keeping busy these days, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm the principal at West Kearney High School, been here for 4 years. And Tracy retired as an elementary teacher 5 years ago when the boys came to live with us. And so she stopped teaching and has just been focusing on being grandmother and mother to the boys.
You recently, correct me if I'm wrong, what, last year? Was it 2 years ago? You went to Rome a really cool trip. Am I right on that?
We did, yeah. You and I talk. We went to Israel.
Okay.
I somehow sensed, and I know this sounds crazy, one day I just woke up and said to my wife, we got to go. We got to go to Israel because something's going to happen. As you know, the war's been raging for the last few years, and so we went with 206 tours out of New York City and did 2 weeks there, and it was a tremendous experience, and loved it. Actually, I think about it every day, where we did and where we walked in Israel, and just one of those tremendous religious experiences that we saw, and then made great connections. Matter of fact, one of the teachers on that trip, we visited her this fall. We went to a Jets game. And so she took us all around New York City, took the Staten Island Ferry, and she taught at St. Ignatius in Midtown Manhattan. And we did, Central Park. But it was fun going to a Jets game. The stadium was only about a third full, and it was raining. But they beat the Browns that day. So I'll do it again next year because that was really cool.
Because if folks don't know, a longtime Jets guy who has been through the ups, actually more downs than up, Coach, over the years with the Jets, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. I have a big poster of Joe Namath in my basement. One of those fathead posters. And we've got a lot of Jets memorabilia up on the wall. We got a McCook helmet up and some McCook football pictures up on the wall. But we've got some Jets stuff too.
That's good. A diehard. He is a diehard Jets guy through and through.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Big news with Coach, and I immediately after, actually next morning when I got the new, I read it this morning actually, and I said, I got to text him back. We got to talk about this, Coach, because you had some phenomenal years here at McCook. You had some great years at Seward coaching football, and you found out last night the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame is going to put in that 2001 Seward Blue Jay football, and then the track program, I think the same year, are going in too. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes, they're going to induct our football team, the 2001 football team, and then the track team. And the track team had the 100 meters champ and a kid by the name of Jeff Aldridge, and the 110s and Jeff Luby. And so, and then there was a boy named Pearson, and he I think he won the 300 in the hurdles, and he went on to Nebraska and ran some track. They all went on and either ran at Westland or Doan or whatever, and stuff. So those were the three main track guys, but they were all great football players too. Obviously, to be that fast.
And of course, you and I have talked about Jeff Luby and what he did for you and those years of high school as a great running back and one of the guys that really led the way, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He was a very quiet kid, and I barely ever heard him talk. And but I started him at 3 years at IBAC. We made the semis, quarters, champions. And, you know, it was fun having him. And I had a big, huge fullback that played, started some games for Nebraska named Andy Cadavy. He started an outside linebacker. And Cadavy, as I've mentioned on the radio that one other time, he was an interesting young man. He had lost an eye when he played for the Huskers his freshman year to cancer. But when he was a senior that year we won it, he didn't tell me that he'd had a tumor removed behind his eye. And he was late to practice one day, and I said, "What's going on?" He said, "No, he wouldn't even tell me. He'd already taken the patch off. Had no idea." And it was just a great kid. He made a recruiting trip to California, ended up going to Nebraska, and just one of the all-time great kids. I started him 4 years in a row at fullback and middle linebacker. He was a four-year starter, and when his freshman year, we won 10 games, went 10-1, lost to Ogallala in a blizzard in the quarters, And then he went on, and then he never told the Huskers. I called him up one day. They're playing Texas Tech, and I said, "Wow, you're struggling." And he said, "Coach, you don't know what it's like. You know, I don't have that eye, and they don't even know that I'm blind in this one eye." So he was just a spectacular kid. He's a third-grade teacher now out in San Francisco.
That's terrific. They've gone on and did some good things in their future, haven't they?
Oh, they really have. They really have. There's a lot of kids off that team that have, you know, a chiropractor, a doctor, just, you know, done a lot of good things. And that's the neat thing about coaching and stuff, and that you want to keep in track of the kids that you coached and, you know, how they do, and you're so happy when they're successful.
That was the year you lost to Crete in the regular season, but you got the payback, faced them in the championship game and beat them by a couple of touchdowns, 35-20.
That's correct. Yeah, no, it was great that we got to play them. Here's the interesting thing about it is, you know, if you remember that fall, the fall of 01, there was a horrific bus crash where the band bus flipped off the Papio Bridge coming out of Burke High School on a band day. And there were several football players on that bus, and four students lost their lives. And so we had kids not join the team again until the championship game that had been injured. And the tight end defensive end was one of them. And his name was Luke Reef. And he'd be an example. But I remember we were picking up kids every single week that had been injured in that crash. And so that added a really interesting dynamic to the whole thing. So we had gone into the year kind of like, you know, what McCook experiences all the time, where we have a chance to win it. And that was the mantra going into the season, because you had everybody back off, you know, a really good football team.
Yeah, the year before you had lost a tough one with Hastings in the quarterfinals. Crete went on to beat Scotts Bluff that year, 2000. And then you kind of got the payback. You beat Scotts Bluff, the double wing, and Gary Hartman there in the semifinal rounds to get to the championship, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. I think that was like, 55 or 56 to 12 or 13?
56-14. 56-14, the final score, yeah.
Matter of fact, that was a weird deal. That game was just almost out of hand immediately. It was 21-0 just right away, where we'd scored three times in a row, and they would just punt to us and couldn't get going. And they had beaten a good North Platte team that had Danny Woodhead on it. Because we'd watched that film. We'd watched a bunch of film on them, even Grand Island Northwest and the different teams they'd played. And but there was like a weird aura by that point in time, where, you know, everybody was just kind of coming together, and it was neat. And it was a neat feeling.
Scotts Bluff had beaten McCook in the quarters, 19-14, and I think that was here at Wyland Field, because that next game, correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, you had to go out to Bearcat Stadium for the semis, didn't you?
We did. We had gone that Monday to Gehring,
yeah.
And that game, I think, was like 55-13. 13, thank you. Uh-huh. 55-13. And that was playing fun. That was an afternoon game. And we saw the Scotts Bluff bus. We had stopped in Ogallala for a bathroom break, get snacks and various things. And we listened to that game on the radio on our bus, and I was hoping to play McCook. Mm-hmm. I said, well, this would be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And then it didn't work out, and then we saw that bus go by, and then we had to go back out, you know, to go to Gehring on Monday and then come back out that Friday and play Saturday. What was different, you know, to go all the way from Seward to Scotts Bluff and Gehring?
Yeah, Scotts Bluff, you know, Gary Hartman, that double wing. Rocky Chavez was their big, 250-pound back. They had Devin Fischer as a wing back. I will remember those guys till the day I die because they were that good. But you guys handled them in that semifinal round, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. It was just, you know, they just could not get going at all. They couldn't even get, you know, for a long time, they couldn't get a first down. And we just kept scoring, and it was and we scored right before the half on kind of a little, I wouldn't call it a trick play, but just a play where they just didn't cover the kid and he was wide open. And that kind of just devastated him. They go, oh, well, you know, we're down by 28 or something. They're not coming back in the second half. And it was really fun. And I like to say, 2 years before, we've been out there in the semis. We'd beaten Aurora and Crete to get to the – and Crete had been 10-0 when we beat them. And we lost 28-14 in the semis in 99. And a kid named Adam Reed, if you remember this name, carried the ball every play.
Yep, I do.
Scotts Bluff.
I do.
And I thought, I'd never seen a kid. And I actually had starters in 99 that didn't want to go back into the fourth quarter. And they were players. And they said that he had, I'd never seen a kid just kind of beat us up as much. And their fullback was the state heavyweight champion. Mm-hmm. And they ran that, as you know, you're very familiar with that offense. But that Adam Reed, I thought that was just, I'm standing on the sidelines going, well, we don't even get a snap here. This guy, they just kept moving the chains.
Here's one for you. The Reed boy, I'm sure of it this year. His daughter is one of the top of players for Scotts Bluff High girls this year. We couldn't stop her in a couple of games this year. So, yeah, that was back then with Dad. And 20-plus years later, he has a daughter that's a pretty good athlete. Who would have everybody probably thought that knew that was coming?
Yeah, probably so.
Great win over Crete, though, in the championship. You lost him in the regular season. Boy, you got the payback, 35-20 in the championship game.
Yeah, you know, that was a game where we just constantly could move the ball, and I don't know. I thought we had, you know, like 28 first downs or something. It was enough where they just never had the ball. And they scored on a couple pop plays. One of them was a screen, if I remember correctly. But that was, gosh. I actually was, you know, thinking, God, if I don't get this one right, one never knows. Because I had, just before I came to McCook, I had taken Medicine Lodge in Kansas to the state finals at K-State's field, and we fumbled on 1st and 5. To when it was Thanksgiving weekend. It was a Saturday after Thanksgiving, and I thought, God, you don't know here. And we'd had some great teams in McCook. In 93, I thought we were number one all year long. Mm-hmm. And I thought, God, you know, and that was such a talented team, you know, with Matt Kaminsky and Joe Burrish and, you know, and Rusty Lashley and, you know, Lynn Leitner, just great players. And my son, Caitlin, who was the ball boy on my Seward team, he said, is this team as good as that McCook one? I said, I don't know. Talent-wise, I'm not certain. Mm-hmm. Those guys at McCook were just so good. So it hurt so bad going 10-1. We had those back-to-back 10-1 years in Seward, and they were so talented and just great kids. I hear from them. You know, I love hearing from any of them. You know, it's just a great time.
Well, I'm sure you're going to see a lot of them this summer when they have the ceremony to get together. Hopefully a lot of those guys will be down there for this thing.
Yeah, I really hope so. You know, it's a neat deal. And, that just surprised me out of the blue, you know, because I didn't expect that. I actually was expecting a call from the church. Actually, you know, it's Holy Week, and I thought, what? Who is this? You know, so just, you know, completely out of the blue. And so that'll be a great honor, and it'll be neat. They asked me for the picture and put all the names of the team in the picture, and I can do that. You know, and so, and then there's some other stuff I have to fill out and various things, but neat deal.
Oh, it's going to be a big thing, Coach. No question about it. This is big right here, and hopefully you'll have a lot of folks and a lot of administration. There'll be a lot of Seward folks down there. And I know you probably, as much as you can, keep tabs on what Seward's doing. You keep tabs on what the Bison are doing these days as much as you can.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I always, every time I see the Bison, I always check their scores. And when I see that bus come by through here in Kearney, and I was just, it always just makes me smile. I cannot. That was just such a tremendous experience. It really was. And I went to Mrs. Hayner's admin party here a year ago or something, and saw some former McCook administrators and Barry's people that were at it. And that was neat. And Miss Hayner, I guess, officially retired a year ago. You know, she was a UNK professor, and I saw her at the Y just the other day. I was telling her about my grandkids. You know, she was just fantastic. And so many good experiences, you know, and that's what keeps a person going in education, when you have those great experiences.
Coach, you and I could talk for hours. Oh, my gosh. You've got so many good memories, and we've just scratched the surface on a lot of these interviews. And that's what I'm saying. We're going to have to do this again, because new ones, you know, some of these things will pop up of past games where we got to throw it out there and this and that. So this is not the last one. We're going to still do another one sometime down the line, okay?
That'd be fantastic. I always just so enjoy talking to you, Rich. And like I said, you do such a job. I think you impact McCook sports as much as anything, because you impact the culture so much.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate that. God bless you. Thank you very much. You and Tracy, take it easy. Have fun with the new little ones in your household. That's going to be I'm sure it's a chore. It's not easy, but you guys have a lot of fun doing it, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We consider it a blessing.